Thank you, Mr. Atwaite. Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to thank you for all the statements, particularly the inspiring personal stories of the three courageous refugee women. I think their stories demonstrate that refugees can be empowered to become part of the solution. Japan very much appreciates the initiative to launch the support platform for SSAR. While protracted refugee situations may not always receive the attention they deserve, we highly commend the generosity and the hospitality of Iran and Pakistan. In this connection, Japan would like to underline the importance of international burden and responsibility sharing, a key principle in the GCR. Japan has long advocated and put into practice the humanitarian development peace nexus. It is a way to improve the way we deal with protracted refugee situations. The collaboration between humanitarian and development aid was affirmed in the communique of the International Conference on the SSAR held in Geneva in 2012. Based on the SSAR, Japan has been providing comprehensive support to both refugees and the host communities in Iran and Pakistan. In Iran, Japan funded UNHCR projects on health, education, and livelihoods, totaling about 1 billion yen between 2016 and 2018. In Pakistan, Japan funded UNHCR projects on healthcare, water, sanitation, education, and skills training for youth and legal support, as well as WFP project on nutrition, totaling about 927 million yen in 2018 and 2019. Of course, we provide funding directly to Afghanistan as well. Let me conclude by reaffirming our commitment to supporting the SSAR. Thank you.